Officials at the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services say there are several patients at Osawatomie who are no longer a danger to themselves or others, but who aren't ready to live independently. So the agency is contracting with Vallejo Behavioral Healthcare in Topeka to provide transitional housing.
So this is a special group of people. I think there are 25 or 26 of them, and they're just awaiting a place to live.
That's Vallejo CEO Bill Persinger. He says the program will help those transitioning from the hospital practice living on their own in a structured, safe environment. A spokesperson for the state agency says the pilot program is aimed at preventing readmissions to Osawatomie and freeing up hospital beds for persons with severe mental illness who often spend days, even in emergencies, waiting to get in. For Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Jim McLean.